Bucks. Little bye week going here. Is this a perfect time for you guys? What do you think about the timing?
Yeah, it's as good a time as any. I positioned ourselves well. Time to get rested up and get some rest and kind of recover here for the home stretch. No question, especially big one coming in 2 weeks. A lot of division games left ahead of us. So,
are you able to turn it off at all?
What's that?
Like the brain and everything?
No, not totally. I think every guy in this locker room in the back of their head this whole week will be thinking about Denver. Big game ahead of us. But at the same time, little time as much as you can, get away a little bit, come back fresh and ready to roll.
I know you guys don't pay attention to what people say.
Yeah,
It's almost like people want you guys to apologize for being nice.
The funny thing is, a little bit I feel like, what are we even talking about? There's a system in place in the NFL to find out who's the best, and it's the 16-game season, and then it's the playoffs. To be speculating right now, 9 games in, of who's the best and who's not, it's just talk. They don't give any trophies out after 9 weeks, and we understand that. And all the talk of any of that is just talk. It's pointless in my mind. So, it's got it set up. It's got it set up to find out who's the best, and that's our focus, just to one game at a time, 1 week at a time, and until we get there.
Do you separate the fact that you guys are 9-0 undefeated with the fact that there are parts of your game that you do need to improve upon?
I think the focus is, I think everybody understands that you're trying to win games to position yourself to be in a good situation come late in the year. And then the goal is as well to continue to improve each week so that when that time comes, you're playing your best football. You want to improve and be playing your best football come December, come January. And that's the goal. No question, you're going to win a ton of games. Kicking 3 field goals offensively, no. At the same time, we're not going to apologize for any wins. It was a big win on the road. It's tough sometimes. Tough conditions, the week before a bye, a lot of things there that could be distracting, and this team found a way to get a win. So, we got to learn from it, got to get better, though, no question.
Can this offense make the most strides?
The main thing, I think, is getting the ball in the end zone. That's our job. We had some times there where we were moving the ball, getting down in the red zone, and just stalled out for a number of different reasons. Got to find a way to get the ball in the end zone. Yeah.
You guys trust each other. Can you just talk about how important that is and how you see that playing out on the field?
I think as a team, you're one of 11 out there, and you got to trust the guy next to you just to go out there and do your job. And offensively, there's so much that goes into that. All of us trusting each other to do our jobs, and it takes that to go out there and execute at a high level. So, it's very important.
How do you brace for the hype that's going to come? You get a break, and then it's like, but better than a lot of guys here.
Yeah, you kind of keep your nose down, and you do what you've been doing. You don't listen to any of this stuff. I think the nice thing for us built in is we got to. And there's another team in the division that's getting a lot of attention as well. So there's no room to relax at all. Neck and neck, and you still got 2 big games ahead of us with them. So and a lot of games left ahead in general. So with that, I think just kind of keep your nose down, staying to your task, to your job.
Do